Which means that when a person walks on Shabbos, every step that he takes is both an akira and a hanacha. He's constantly doing an akira, he's being iker his legs, and then doing a hanacha. And when he holds something, there's an akira and hanacha happening every single step of the way. That's Shitas Ben Azai, the Mahal Kaim Adami, Chacham argue, and they hold that's not like that. You have to actually pick it up and put it down, but your Etzem Halicha is not considered an akira and a hanacha. Tosfos and Shabbos, the Daf Beis, asks the obvious kasha on Ben Azai. He brings this kasha b'shem Yerushalmi, the Lefi Ben Azai, how are you ever chai for being Maver Dal Ramas b'shus Rabin? We have to do an Akira in the beginning of Dal Ramas and then do a Hanacha at the end of Dal Ramas. L'chai, you every step you're doing an Akira and Hanacha, Akira and Hanacha. See, you never did a full Dal Ramas with one Akira and Hanacha. You just did your Maver one Amma, or less than an Amma, but there was never an Akira and Hanacha on a full Dal Ramas, so how are you ever chai on such a case? So The Yushalmi answers that you're chai b'kaifetz. Talking about when you jump. If you jump a distance of Da'al Amas b'shus Rabim, so you did an akira at the beginning of Da'al Amas, you do a hanach at the end, there's no mahalach ka'im adami in the middle, and that's how you're chai for being mavir Da'al Amas b'shus Rabim if you're a kaifetz. But stama, mahalach, anyone who's walking would not be chai for being mavir Da'al Amas b'shus Rabim. B'kiveg over there in his chidushim asks Peldik Akasha. He says, "Lafi this, it's very difficult to understand the whole gzera de Rabba. Rabba has this famous gzera. We don't take lulav on Shabbos. Why gzera shemel yelachot zobaki? But I've read the Dal Ramas b'shus Rabbim. We're afraid that if you have a mitzvah lulav on Shabbos, a guy's not going to know how to do the mitzvah, or it applies to other mitzvahs as well." The Gemara says, and he's going to mistakenly walk over to the Rav and ask him how to do it, and he's going to be maver the lulav Dal Ramas b'shus Rabbim. So effectively, kiveger. You understand, you're going to make a mistake, you're going to walk to the Chacham, and mistakenly you're going to take a Dal Ramas b'shus Rabim. But Lefi Ben Azai, if the only way you chayav is for Mavir Dal Ramas is through Kaifetz, so what type of gzera is that? That's such a rare thing. We're afraid that a guy is going to walk outside and he's going to start jumping Dal Ramas b'shus Rabim to get to the Chacham. It's not a normal thing to do, it's not mistaber at all, it's not likely, and that doesn't make sense. A rabbi would be geyser, be mevatel, mitzvah ulah from Kanz Klaisol because of such a weird case that a guy is going to jump Dal Ramas b'shus Rabim, so it's very difficult to understand the gzera the rabbi according to Ben Azai. And we can figure by Shmeretz, Ashtar Kashi doesn't give a teretz. But the story goes that he once asked this kasha to his grandson of Blabla Eger. Blabla Eger Keredua became a chassid. He joined the movement of Chassidus, and Rabbi Kiveger wasn't so happy with it. It wasn't his Messiah, it was something new. And he had issues with his choice. And he asked the Blabla this kasha, and the Blabla said right away, he said, "What's the kasha? A person has an opportunity to do a mitzvah. He's running to do a mitzvah. He has such his slava, such excitement, he's going to jump. He jumped to do the mitzvah." And when Rabbi Kiveger heard that, he said, "Now I understand the galus of Chassidus. If Chassidus could teach you that there's such a slavas to do a mitzvah, and you're willing to jump and do it, then I understand what it's all about." And al kapanim, that was a blabel as teretz of the kasha. A person is running to do a mitzvah. The slavas should be so great that ad kedei kach that you should reach a kfitza, you should be a kaifetz, you should run to do the mitzvah, and that's how you can have a gzer de rabba, even according to Ben Azai.